Well, good morning, everybody. I was in the school this past week, and it's been Catholic Schools Week. We've been celebrating that week all week, and so And so this 10:30 Mass today is kind of a celebration of our school. But I was thinking earlier this week, on Thursday was Vocations Day, so they were all supposed to draw or to wear costumes like priests or nuns if they wanted to. And some of the teachers had the kids to draw a priest or to draw me. And so I went in there and I'm looking over this little boy's shoulder and it appears to be like he's drawing a priest. And he says, "Father, I don't know if I like this too much. Maybe I'll put a tail on it and call it a dog." Anyway, it's been a great Catholic Schools Week. And, Catholic schools are nothing new. Religion schools have always been important for us. And the teaching ministry of the church is super important because we believe that the church is the body of Jesus and continues to teach just as Jesus taught when he walked around like you and I. And in our gospel today, we see Jesus talking in a synagogue. A synagogue, just as today, is a religion school. The temple was the place in these times of Jesus and for Jews still to this day. The temple was the place of worship, the place of prayer services, but each temple would have synagogues attached to it. And it's not to say that prayer didn't happen in the synagogue, but the temple was the place of sacrifice, every temple had a priest, that's where the worship services were, so to speak. The synagogues were the religion schools. And there was a rule in these days of Jesus that whenever you had a town that had even 10 people in it, you had to have a synagogue. You had to have one. And every temple had a rabbi. Or no, the temple had the priest. The synagogue had a rabbi, which as we know means teacher. And so we have a long, long legacy of religion schools, so to speak, in our own tradition. And they exist for, and all of our teaching ministry and the church exists because of love. That's what our second reading was about. We know that in the end, as St. John of the Cross says, in the end we're judged on love. And so more than anything in the synagogue and in our religion schools, our catechism classes, those type of things, what we should be teaching more than anything is love. Because that's the end all be all. That's what we're judged on at the end. And St. Paul says, look, if I have enough faith to move a mountain, but I don't have love, I got nothing. But if I have love, I have everything. And I think I often reflect on that at weddings about you may not have a lot of money right now, you're starting your life together and whatever, but you have everything because you have love. And if you got love, you'll be fine. The first reading, of course, Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, that God loved us into existence, and that each one of us counts that much. Only God wanted us. Our parents may have wanted a child, and they got a child, but they didn't know who we were going to become. Only God did. Only God wanted us. Isn't that something beautiful to think about? And the reason we have, the reason that we care about children so much as a church is that we recognize the very handprint of God in each one of them. And so we do give God thanks for and I do want to say on behalf of all St. Joseph, thank you for your support of St. Joe's School. And I know that that we do get a lot of support from you all. So thanks so much for all that. At the end of Mass, we're going to have St. Blaise blessing. And I just want to tell you a little story about St. Blaise, because it can seem kind of unusual, this tradition, but it's really beautiful. There was a guy named Blaise who became a priest and became a bishop in the 4th century. And it just so happened that, you know, remember Constantine was the one that came into power and said, look, Christianity is no longer illegal. But there was a governor in certain parts that was named Licinius. And Licinius didn't much care for Constantine. And Licinius wanted the end of Catholicism, the end of Christianity. And so he didn't really much care about what Constantine had to say. And so he took it upon himself to persecute Christians. And so just so happened that Blaise was a very effective bishop and a very effective missionary. And so he wanted to shut this guy down. He was kind of a spiritual powerhouse. He wanted to shut him down. And so he sends out his minions to go get Blaise. And Blaise hears about it, so he kind of flees, and he ends up in a cave, and all these animals start coming to him. He's also the patron saint of veterinarians, and he's the patron saint of veterinarians, and all these animals start coming. Well, the problem was that then the hunters came too, and they were after the animal. Well, then they find Blaise, and they take him forcefully, and they're going to take him to Licinius, the governor. And on the way, two things happen. One of them, the first thing that happens is there's a wolf, they got Blaise, and they're going, and on the farm, as they're walking, there's this pig being attacked by a wolf. And Blaise, and through some prayer, through some miracle, sends the wolf away and heals the pig. Well, the woman who owns the farm sees this happen, and she's very impressed. So she runs after Blaise, and she says, Blaise, I know they're taking you to prison, but here's two candles. And I want you to use these two candles in your prison cell so that you can read the scriptures with them. And so Blaise takes the candles, and as they're going, they keep on going, and real close to the prison is a little boy who's, now they're in the city, and there's this little boy, and he's choking on a fish bone. And Blaise says to the guys that are, you know, all around him, he says, can I pray over this boy? And they said, fine. So he takes the two candles, and he makes a cross over the boy's throat, over his neck, and the boy is miraculously healed. So ever down through the ages, since the 4th century, on the feast day of St. Blaise, which is today, at the end of Mass, we have the blessing of throats, which is really cool. If we lived in Armenia, they leave the candles lit during the blessing, which I think would be way cool. So anyway, we ask God's blessing upon us all, and we pray his blessing upon our throats, upon our school, upon our catechism programs here, upon everything, that most importantly, that we might grow in love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.